assist client to develop a spending plan budget. A spending plan or budget helps a client take control of their money by showing them exactly how much they earn and choosing in advance how they will use it. Think of it as creating a roadmap for their money. It helps cover their needs, plan for their goals, and avoid spending more than they earn. This is an estimate of the client's income and expenses. It allows them to work toward achieving their financial goals. In other words, it is a plan for their money. To understand how budgeting works in practice, consider an example. If a client walks into the grocery store with only $50 in cash and needs to purchase enough food for the next 48 hours, their budget is $50. They might track this budget by adding costs before placing items in their basket or by making a shopping list with estimated prices beforehand. Both approaches help ensure they stay within their $50 limit while meeting their goal of having enough food for the weekend. This same principle applies to larger financial planning, just on a different scale. For our purposes here, when referring to a spending plan or a budget, we will use the term budget. Financial counselors serve clients in many ways, including assisting them in creating budgets, establishing budget monitoring approaches, and developing methods to evaluate progress toward their personal financial goals. A key part of this process is identifying what percentage of their income remains after all essential expenses have been paid. This is a client's discretionary income, which is defined as the portion of income remaining after taxes and essential living expenses are paid. This calculation is necessary for developing a complete budget because it helps determine how to allocate the remaining funds. Counsel the client to help them decide how this remaining percentage should be distributed across variable expenses, savings goals, emergency funds, and entertainment. If previous income tracking has occurred, the total income figures should be mostly accurate, providing a solid foundation for these decisions. As previously discussed, the monthly cash flow statement could help identify fixed and variable expenses, which can form the foundation for tracking both projected and actual spending. When creating a budget, set up four columns. In the first column, fill in the variable expenses from the client's cash flow statement. Label the second column projected amount, what the client expects to spend, the third column actual amount, what was actually spent, and the fourth column difference, the variance between projected and actual figures. This comparison between what was planned and what actually occurred provides valuable insights for adjusting future projections and identifying areas where spending may need more attention or control. Exhibit 212 provides a sample budget tracking sheet. Exhibit 212, Budget Tracking Sheet. Explain various budgeting strategies. Everyone has different ways of managing money, so choosing the right budgeting strategy is personal. Whether someone chooses a pay-yourself-first, zero-based budget or a 50/30/20 strategy, the best system is one they use. When helping clients choose a budgeting strategy, consider their comfort with technology, how much time they can spend tracking expenses, whether their income is steady or variable, and their overall financial goals and priorities. While creating a budget plan is essential, having reliable strategies to track spending is equally important to ensure the client is following their plan. Several common tracking tools can support a client's budgeting efforts regardless of which budgeting strategy they choose. Checkbook balancing serves as a verification system that helps confirm the accuracy of transactions by comparing the client's records against bank statements to catch errors and maintain awareness of their account balance. Simple notebooks provide a straightforward approach to recording income and expenses, with the ability to organize entries by date or category and calculate running totals. This strategy requires minimal technology, but demands consistency in recording all transactions. Spreadsheets offer more sophisticated tracking capabilities, allowing for automatic calculations, visual representations of spending patterns, and easy comparison between planned and actual amounts. With built-in formulas and the ability to create multiple worksheets, spreadsheets can generate reports and insights that help evaluate budget performance over time. Combined, these budgeting strategies and methods provide the financial data to implement a chosen budget approach successfully. While these aforementioned tools help track where money goes, effective budgeting requires a structured approach to planning how to allocate money in the first place. Educate the client on the pros and cons of several popular budgeting strategies that provide frameworks for making financial decisions. Clients with income that varies from month to month may need to plan differently than someone with a steady paycheck. One approach would be to consider how they might create a basic budget using their lowest typical monthly income, making sure they can cover essential expenses even in lean months, and develop a clear list of which expenses take priority when money is tight. During months when they earn more, they may want to save the extra money to help cover future expenses and build a substantial emergency fund since they will likely face more irregular income periods than someone with a fixed income. Counsel them to think in 6, 9, or 12-month windows and listen to how they approach their priorities through income fluctuations. Assist client to prioritize their expenses. We express our values by the ways we spend, invest, and donate our money. A client's financial beliefs, attitudes, and behaviors are culturally rooted and can impact the relationship they have with their counselor. When assisting a client in prioritizing expenses, the counselor must keep in mind that items they may categorize as wants are non-negotiable needs for someone else based on personal values, cultural expectations, or professional obligations. When budgeting, it is important to respect what each person defines as necessities while helping them plan accordingly. Help the client by first listing all the items they spend money on each month. Clarify that needs are essential to their ability to live and work. Needs are often recurring expenses and account for a big percentage of the budget. Wants are those items that help them live more comfortably. They could live without them, but they might enjoy life more when they have them. Wants are often a variable expense. When the list is complete, ask them to separate the items into two categories: can/cannot live without, that is needs/wants. Do not make any judgments during this time. Let them process, listen to how they make decisions. A counselor may witness items shift categories the further the client progresses through the process. A financial counselor should help clients understand that budgeting and prioritizing expenses are about making choices. After they list and divide their needs and wants, if their expenses are greater than their income, guide them to see that they have to either reduce some expenses or increase their income. Explain how specific budgeting strategies can help them account for both wants and needs while establishing clear priorities. Assist client to develop options to fund expenses. When helping clients develop effective spending plans, financial counselors must balance behavioral principles with practical realities. The most effective plan is not necessarily the most mathematically optimal one, but rather the one the client will consistently implement. Begin by understanding the client's values, habits, and relationship with money. Some clients thrive with detailed tracking systems, while others need simplified approaches that reduce decision fatigue. Consider factors like the client's organizational tendencies, their comfort with technology, and previous experiences with financial planning. It is crucial to recognize that resistance to change is natural, and gradual implementation often leads to more sustainable results. When clients propose unrealistic spending plans, counselors should use collaborative discussion rather than outright rejection. Ask probing questions that help clients discover potential obstacles themselves. How will this work during months with unexpected expenses? What has prevented this approach from working for you in the past? This client-centered approach maintains autonomy while guiding toward more realistic solutions. Remember, these are guidelines, not strict rules. The key is finding a balance that helps to meet both current needs and future goals. Assist client to align a spending plan with goals. A financial counselor should help a client connect their spending to what matters most to them by revisiting their personal financial goals, including progress on their emergency fund. Discuss both long-term, 1 to 5 years plus goals, like retiring comfortably, and short-term, less than a year goals, like taking a vacation. Keeping these goals in mind helps guide decisions and maintain motivation. Next, examine their current spending to see if it aligns with these priorities. For example, if a comfortable retirement is a goal and they are currently saving 4 to 5%, could they increase that by 2% by reducing spending on dining out or entertainment? Could they consider setting up automatic transfers to support their goals? If they hope to save $2,000 for a vacation this year, that means setting aside $167 monthly. The counselor's role is to help them brainstorm ways to successfully achieve their financial goals. For example, setting aside a monthly sum to fund a future vacation. Remember, counsel the client to help them understand that a spending plan is not about restriction. It is about making sure their money goes toward what matters most to them. Assist client to develop a spending plan that works. Work with the client to develop a spending plan that fits their life, not the other way around. The most effective plan needs to match their habits, lifestyle, and personal goals. If they are tech savvy, a budgeting app might work best. If they prefer hands-on tracking, the envelope system might be their solution. Help them identify spending behaviors that might require budget adjustments. For instance, if they regularly exceed their dining out budget, explore whether the budget is unrealistic or if their habits need to change. Sometimes the answer is increasing the budget in one area while decreasing it in another. Discuss strategies to help them stick with their plan. Track spending in real time rather than waiting. review the plan weekly to stay on track, set up automatic transfers for savings, use reminders for bill payments, keep emergency funds separate, know what to do in the event of a splurge, adjust the plan when circumstances change. The key is creating a flexible, realistic plan that helps achieve goals while still being enjoyable enough to maintain. A perfect budget that is too restrictive to follow is less effective than a decent budget used consistently. Assist a client to interpret plan versus actual results. The financial counselor can talk about the client's spending plan versus their actual results, such as in Exhibit 2-13. The budgeted amount column gets information from the cash flow statement, but from there includes planned changes in income or expenses. The actual amount column can be filled in at the end of the month with actual spending. This results in a budget variance. Budget variance is defined as the difference between the amount budgeted and the actual outcome. Note the column labeled actual to track income and expenses as they occur throughout the month, and the column labeled difference to calculate surplus or deficit within the budget. The difference analysis can be completed as an end-of-month exercise, allowing clients to review their spending patterns and make informed adjustments for the month ahead. The summary section provides a monthly overview by displaying the total expected income and overall surplus or deficit across all three columns: budget, actual, and difference. A counselor can use this at-a-glance summary to counsel, educate about financial position, compare planned versus real-world results, and help track a client's progress over time. It serves as both a financial snapshot and a decision-making tool for the client's future personal financial planning. Exhibit 2-13, Spending Plan, Budget versus Actual Results. Exhibit 2-13 demonstrates an overall monthly variable expense spending activity of $75 under budget, even though the client overspent in two of the expense categories. However, there was $50 less in income from investments for a net increase in the surplus of $25 to a $500 surplus. Here are some possible options for how to allocate the $500 surplus. Pay yourself first. Add to emergency fund savings. Reward yourself by spending half on a treat and putting the rest toward a financial goal. Pay high interest debt off, put toward debt repayment, save for a short-term goal. Build a buffer in a checking account. Contribute to a retirement account.